So we're beginning Sefer Vayikra, which is famous for the in-depth discussions of Karbanos. Especially in our Parsha, there is very little discussed besides four Karbanos. Almost everything is exclusively related to the different Karbanos, the Ola, the Mincha, the Shlamim, the Chatas. We really seem to be just focusing on Karbanos. So I thought that the most appropriate thing to discuss, especially because one of the crucial psukim for the discussion is the pasuk in the beginning of our parsha in pasuk Tas, so that is going to be the focus of our discussion, which is why do we bring karbanos generally? What is the purpose of karbanos? As we know, God is a deity without a body, without any need to eat, to smell. So why on earth are we going to be bringing karbanos? That is the question that we are going to be discussing today. So we look at the pasuk in source number one, Perek Aleph pasuk Tes, V'korboch ra'av yirchatz b'mayim v'ektir ha'koin esakol ha'mizbecha Ola ishe reyach nichoach la'Hashem. At the end of the Olas Nedava, we're told that it's supposed to be a fire offering, a pleasant smell, a pleasant aroma to Hashem. And that's nice. Okay, I like good smells, you know, for those of us who are able to smell, even after COVID. But does God need to smell something? What does it mean that something will be a pleasant fire, a pleasant aroma for Hashem, and that's why we're going to bring karbanos? So I'm not the only one who had this question. There are many people who had this question, including the Ramban. So what is Toras Hashem Tamima? We're quoting extensively from Toras Hashem Tamima today. So you could be found in the volume of Kisvei HaRamban, put out by Charles Schwell. Who is Charles Schwell? Was basically the first person to put out an academic work on the commentary of the Ramban. So much so that there's a story that's quoted in one of the Rav's biographies, Rav Soloveitchik's biographies, that he used to give a class in Revel. And one time, Charles Schwell came to the Rav's lecture, and the Rav looked at him and said, "I'd like to thank you for bringing the Ramban back to life. Before you, no one knew how to learn the Ramban, but because of you, now we're able to learn the Ramban properly, and thank you for bringing the Ramban back to life." That's who Charles Schwell was. So in that Kisvei HaRamban that he put out, he puts out lots of different writings of the Ramban, including Toras Hashem Tamima. So Toras Hashem Tamima is a Sefer put out by the Ramban, a drasha given to the Ramban by the Ramban on Shabbos. It's given in his shul in Barcelona. According to Schwell, the way he works out the math is it's famously the Ramban had a disputation with Pablo Kishniani over Christianity versus Judaism. So that lasted for 4 days. And then apparently the King James, was so enamored with what the Ramban was saying, he came himself for another 8 days. And that eighth day, when the king left, that's when the Ramban said, "It's time to give a drasha. I'm going to speak all about how amazing the Torah is and different passages of the Torah." And that is what Toras Hashem Tamima, that day, right after, again, 12 days after this discussion with Pablo Christiani. That is Toras Hashem Tamima. So Toras Hashem Tamima is all about different parts of the Torah, including, he discusses, karbanos. So let's start to read with source number two. V'od ha-Torah mi'iris einayim shehodia lanu inyan nistar. So the Torah presents us with this hidden account, and you try and look into it, and it's not so understandable, but yet it plays clearly an outsized role. It has a great purpose. V'hu inyan ha-karbanos. That is karbanos. Chibetchilas e'inyan, iyun yikshem od. If you start to look into it, it's very difficult. Hashem doesn't need to take your karbanos. He's not eating your meat. He's not drinking the blood. So Hashem has no purpose, Hashem has no benefit to your karbanos. V'afilu shahayo lo hana b'hem, even if he did have hana, ka'adam ra'iv, let's say Hashem was hungry, rotzi lahazbi anafsho, yako likach b'lo rishus, kilo tevom loa. Hashem doesn't need you to offer the karbanos, because if Hashem needed food, which he doesn't, he could just take the food. Everything in the world is his. But, so on the one hand, Karbonos seem totally unnecessary, Kalapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the same time, Mikol Makom, Kevan She'ein B'Karbonos Hana V'Toelis Elyonis, if they don't have any benefit or purpose for Hashem, Ma Haisa HaKavana Behem. So what is the intent behind them? Shamatzinu Karbon La'adam Hasheni Ba'olam. We already find Karbonos dating back to Hevel. The Hevel gave Hivi Gamhu, V'Ksiv Ayisha Hashem Al Hevel, Hashem likes what Hevel did. Rabbo Seinu Nasu Karbon La'adam HaRishon, maybe even Adam brought a pasa from the pasa, V'Noach Hikriv Karbon, etc. V'Avram V'Yitzchak Hikrivu Karbonos. So all the throughout history, from literally the beginning of time, everyone is offering Karbonos. V'Lozazu HaChachamim Ha'ovdim HaKel Mihikriv Karbonos. And the rabbis who are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't stop bringing karbanos. This isn't some ancient thing that once used to happen. Rather, it is something which continues to happen, that people are going to offer karbanos. Ad sheba haTorah v'hiskima behem. The Torah comes and says, bring karbanos. V'sifsa v'haricha behem yoser mikol mishpatei haTorah. We are going to have more laws and rules about karbanos more than any other area in the Torah. Kol hakasav bechumash vayikra. Almost all of our sefer vayikra is about karbanos. You know, it would have been very easy for me to say it's a week and a half before Pesach. Let's give a shir on Pesach. It would have been much easier to prepare. You know, it might probably be a little, maybe even a little more interesting. But we have a whole sefer vayikra. What is going on in a sefer vayikra all about karbanos? The lo sharsa shchina b'mishkan ela ayde karbanos. Why does the shchina, Hashem's presence, dwell in the Mishkan? It's because of karbanos, as he proves from the psukim, and similarly by the Beis Hamikdash, etc. Skipping down to the next bold, the chol mishayishen nayim lo v'yira because of yoda. Anyone who has eyes and can read the pasuk will admit ki inyan hakarbanos nifla meod. It is clear that karbanos is playing a crucial role. It's going to cause Hashem's Shechina to dwell amongst us. It's going to be the reason why Hashem's Shechina dwells in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan, etc. But ki kol refua she'ina tayodeh muhusa. There's certain pills, right? There's certain medications that are clearly effective. They work. They help heal a person from whatever's ailing him. But ber osa toelas haba mimena. So you might think, what does it help to take this pill? Well, I don't understand how that's going to help me. But you see that it heals you, then tucha kocho mailosa. But from the fact that it heals you, it proves its potency, it proves its strength. V'af la'asin lavo bereach nichoach eratza eschem. We're even going to have karbanos la'asin lavo, etc. referred to in the psukim. So according to the Ramban, Hashem doesn't need karbanos, but they're clearly playing a crucial, essential role. Hashem's Shechina only dwells because of them. We have so many psukim related to them. And the question is, why? What do karbanos accomplish? How do they cause Hashem's Shechina to dwell? Why are we spending so much time on them? And this isn't just a question which bothered the Ramban. So many different mefarshim, both Rishonim and Achronim, discuss this question. The Ramah, actually, who's famous for Ramosha Isserles, who wrote most famous contribution is writing the Ashkenazi commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. He wrote glosses on the Shulchan Aruch, which is very important for Ashkenazi Psak. He lived in Krakow. My sister is actually in Poland spending Shabbos in Krakow. He's probably going to go to the Ramah Shul at some point. So the Ramah actually wrote a sefer called Toras Ha'ola. Toras Ha'ola is all about the Mishkan and the Kalim, etc. And he starts off his second section of that totally exclusively to this question. What are the reasons of karbanos? And he starts off with 12 different reasons that he has already found related to what is the purpose of karbanos. And he himself continues to give 2 to 3 reasons. So it's clear that, again, this is a question which was bothersome to many, that karbanos seem to be so important, but we don't understand that, because why does Hashem need our karbanos? So we're going to really be focusing on 3 main shitas, which are, number one, I'm going to call Ibn Ezra for Haramban. We'll explain why it's not one or both or neither in a second. Number two, which we're going to be spending the majority of the time on, is the Shitas of the Rambam, because that really seems to be getting the most press, and deservedly so. And number three is going to be the Shita of the Kuzari. So let's start, let's dig in. So a lot of people quote from the Ramban this famous idea of why we offer karbanos. So we're going to quote it first from the Ramban, and then we're going to look at Torah Hashem Tamima, again, written by the same author. So you'll be able to see where really the pshat is coming from if you didn't just read Allah Torah. So the Ramban says in source number 2, it's not really supposed to be source number 2, it's really supposed to be source number 4, but the bottom of page 1, and then we're going to go back to the source before it. V'yoser roi l'shmor ha'tam sh'omer behem. So let me tell you a reason behind karbanos. Ki ba'avor she'maisi b'nei adam nigmarim b'machshava u'v'dibor u'v'maisa. That there are people, the way they do things contains three components. You need to think about it, you need to speak it, and you also need to do something. Three areas, thought, speech, and action. Siva Hashem kasher yachta yavi karban. When you sin, you have to bring a karban. And that's going to contain all three elements. Yasmich yadiv alav keneged ha'maisa. When you bring a karban, you do something called a smicha. You lean your hands on the karban. That involves an action. Vizvada bipiv, and you also have to do a vidoy, like we do, you know, on Yom Kippur. You do some type of verbal confession. Keneged hadibur, that involves your speech. V'yisrov be'esha kerava klayo shehim kli hamachshava v'haytayva, and you're going to burn in fire different parts of the animal, including the insides, the kidneys, so that they're going to be thoughts, and those correspond to your thoughts and your desires. Va'akram keneged yadav v'raglav sh'adam ha'osim kol melachto. Those are corresponding. The legs are corresponding to the hands and feet of a person. That's the actors of a person. V'yizrok ha'dam ha'mizbeach, and you're going to sprinkle the blood keneged damo benafsho. All these different components of the karban, and here's the key: kidei sheyachshuv adam basoso kol ela kichata lelokav begufo v'nafsho. When a person is doing all these different parts and components of the karban, he's going to realize that he sinned to God, both with his spirit and with his body. V'roi lo sheyishape ichdamo v'yisarif gufo. And it's really, he's the one who deserves to be getting punished. He's the one who deserves that his blood should be spilled and that his body should be burnt. Not the animal that he's sacrificing, rather him. Because he is the one that sinned. Lulei chesed habore, except that Hashem's nice. Hashem's a really nice God. He's not an evil God who wants our pain. Rather, he's a God who is merciful and wants to do kindness with us. Shelakach mimenu timura. That he did in exchange with us. That it's not going to be the us who are suffering from our sins. Rather, it's going to be the animal. V'kiper ha-karban hazeh. This carbon will serve as an atonement. Sheyehei damo tachas damo. That the animal's blood will be instead of my blood. Nefesh tachas nefesh. The animal's soul will be instead of my soul. V'rashei vari ha-karban, its limbs, keneged rashei avar, are instead of my limbs. V'hamanos l'hachayos ben mori ha-torah, she'ispa'alu alav, and you're going to even give gifts to the Kohanim that they should pray for you. Oh, what about the karban tamid? Ba'avor shel yinatzul harabim mechatol tamid. Well, everyone's going to be sinning, so we need some karbanot sibor to make sure to repent for on behalf of the rabim. And then the Ramban adds with a cryptic line, ve'eile dvarim miskablim moshrim es halev kedivrei agada. This is a nice shot, which, you know, sounds nice and feels good, like a divrei agada. You know, like a godic story in the Gemara. Agadic stories are nice, but do you consider agadic stories to be the pshat? No, agadic stories have an idea behind them, and they might be true, but you have to figure out how to apply them. They're not, what did you say, like the halachic end-all be-all. So the Ramban is quoting this idea, which in short is that a karban is taking the place of a person. A person sins both with his actions, his thoughts, his speech. So we do things, and it really should be the person who's paying for his actions. But instead, because Hashem is nice, Hashem enables us to take care of, pay our obligations, pay our dues, with the karban, the animal, taking our place. So everyone quotes that from the Ramban. But I want to make the argument that it's not really the approach of the Ramban. It is really the approach of the Ibn Ezra. The Ramban agrees to the Ibn Ezra partially. But if you notice, in the source right before this one that we just read, the Ramban quotes the exact same answer, so we're not going to read the whole thing inside.
This is great for a chakak or
amazing
asham or whatever. What about a chagiga or?
Great. We're gonna get back to that point in a second. Hold that. Exactly the right question. So the Ramban begins and he starts vihine das Rabbeinu Avram beinyan hakarbanos shehein kofer nefesh, and then he goes through a very similar exact same thing. We're not going to go through it all right now in the sake of time, but he explains the exact same shot. So it's clear that this is his understanding and take of what the Ibn Ezra means. I didn't put the Ibn Ezra on the sheet because it's harder to parse, and the Ramban there explains how he's referring to it, but it is clear that this is the pshat of the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra is the one who says that the carbon, and this I think we've all heard before, that a carbon is supposed to take the place of the person who sins. But like we just noted, there are certain questions with that. Are all carbonos going to be taking the place of the person who sins? Not all carbonos are related to sin, right? Achatas is very easy to explain like that. An asham is easy to explain by that. What about a carbon ola? Maybe ola is being mechaper for something. What about a shlabim? So you have to go through each one of the carbonos and figure out, what about all the carbonos sibor that aren't related to sin? Can this be the only reason? So maybe that is why the Ramban, in this understanding, at the end of source 2, and calls it Divrei Agada, and also in Torah Hashem Tamima, if we go back to source number 3, on page 2, top source, the MS, this is the Ramban again, Sheyes Lemitzos HaTorah To'olios Merubos Gofanios Niros Ruchanios. The Torah sometimes will have multiple purposes. Avahamailo Shehifrit Bekarbanos, the greatness and press and prominence that the Torah has given to Karbanos, Shal Yedeim Shechina Shor La'olam B'Yisrael, that this is going to cause Hashem's Shechina to dwell, V'Shehamakom HaNifchar Ba'olam HaShafa Hu Makom Karbanos, and maybe the most important thing in the world is Karbanos, V'Hu Kisei Hashem Ba'aretz, Srich HaDvarim Srichim, Eilu HaDvarim Srichim L'Tam Acher. For those prominence that I started with, Hashem Shechina to dwell. So the Ibn Ezra's answer is a great answer, and maybe it'll explain some karbanos. But there must be some other answer. Number one, because this doesn't explain all the karbanos. And number two, is just if this is, you know, a kapara, when we make mistakes, and that's all karbanos are, so why does that cause Hashem's presence to dwell? Why is that, when it comes to the Mishkan, the thing that's going to ultimately enable Hashem Shechina to dwell amongst us? And similarly by the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't make any sense. Why would it be that if just a atonement for us when we sin, and that's all karbanos would do, is that going to be that karbanos are going to play such a prominent role? So that's why the Ramban likes this answer and might explain some karbanos, but he says again, elu hadvarim srichim l'tam acher. We need another reason. And the Ramban in his commentary on Chumash, which we're not going to discuss, but we'll get back to in a second, gives a second pshat, which what he calls in the Ramban al derech ha'emes, which is a Kabbalistic pshat. And he has the exact, very similar suggestion to Taras Hashem Tamima, which I don't understand. So if anyone knows a good Kabbalist and understands the Kabbalah of the Ramban, I would love to hear it. But the Ramban actually in both places prefers his Kabbalistic pshat instead of this pshat of the Ibn Ezra. So he likes the Ibn Ezra in both places, but the Ramban gives his own pshat, Kabbalistic. I don't understand it. If anyone knows a guy, I would appreciate it. But that's why we call this the Ibn Ezra. This is really the approach of the Ibn Ezra, that the karbanos are really supposed to be an atonement. The Ramban likes it, but again, prefers his Kabbalistic pshat. So that is the first approach, that karbanos serve as a replacement of the person who sinned and instead serve as an atonement. Now we're going to discuss the Rambam. So again, the Ramban discusses karbanos at length, and he is sometimes helpful for understanding other people. So we're going to actually try and start with the Ramban in source 5, at the bottom of page 2, to be able to understand what is going on in the Ramban. So the Ramban, again, this is on this part, the pasuk we quoted before, Parak Aleph Pasuk Test, our Parsha, V'nei ha-kosuf hazeh tamar karbanos shehim ishe reach nichoach l'ashem. What is the reason of karbanos? That, for the Ramban, this pasuk that we just read is the key. That it's an ishe reyach nichoach l'Hashem. It's this pleasant aroma to Hashem. And then he quotes the Rambam. V'amar harav b'mor nevuchim. And look at the quote from the Mor Nevuchim. So the Mor Nevuchim is the guide of the perplexed written by the Rambam. And the Rambam discusses kitam ar karbanos. But where does the Ramban quote from the Mor Nevuchim? So it's Gimel Memvav. So at first you're like, okay, is that just the printer? Might be this printer, but I like to argue, and not just me, that the Ramban is actually quoting
from a very specific quote of the Maor Nevuchim. And that is why I gave the quote first in source number 4. And you tell me, and I don't want to bias any of you, in source number 4, is the Ramban quoting the right Maor Nevuchim? The Ramban is trying to say, I want to know what does the Rambam think about Karbanos. So I'm going to prove from Maor Nevuchim, because the Rambam has a lot of discussions about the Taimi and Mitzvos, especially in the Chelek Gimel. So the Rambam there does discuss Karbanos, but it seems to be a very specific discussion, unlike what the Ramban thinks. So we look at source number 4. Hamitzah asher kilo osam haklal ashtei asar, and haema asher tiparna b'shar sefer avoda b'sefer karbanos. So I mentioned this in sefer avoda and sefer karbanos. The kar zichranu toalasam b'klal. Now I already discussed their purpose. Va'at, with that line, is extremely important. We'll get back to va'ata itche lases tam al achas va'achas lafi hasakti va'amar. Kikfar amar haTorah kifi masha perish onklis shamitzriim hayu ovdim mazal tleh. We know the Mitzrayim served the mazel, the consolation of a tleh, the sheep. The Egyptian says it's forbidden to slaughter sheep because they worship sheep. They were held in contempt, the shepherds. Amraham nizbach as toavas Mitzrayim. Slaughtering the Toavis Mitzrayim, v'chein hayikitos minatzava ovdim l'shedim v'yichosrim shem yashuvu besura sa'izim. There are these people who worship some demons, and they took the place of goats. So far we have sheep, we have goats that were worshipped. Ulezeh hayikorim l'shedim se'irim. That's why we call certain demons se'irim. V'kfar hispashed hadas hazem od v'lo yizbichu od as if chayhem la'se'irim asher heim sochim. The Torah referenced that. L'zeh hayo'osim ha'kitos heim gam ken achila se'izim. This other section, this other faction wouldn't eat goats. Aval shchitas habakar kemar hayimu asim oso rov of the avodazara. Most of the avodazara would not eat cattle. V'kulam hayimagdilum zeh hamin ma'od. They were a very prominent species. They wouldn't eat cattle at all. So what are we talking about? Why am I bringing this up? This is what the Ramban quotes. So far we have three different types of people that worship and serve as a deity. We have different types of animals, namely sheep, goats, cattle. So far so good. We want to uproot these false ideas that these animals are have a special status. Sivanu lahakriv elu hashlosha minim levad. Hashem commands us when we bring karbanos, when we offer karbanos from animals, we are going to bring these three animals mainly. Min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzom, takrivu es karmel chem. That's the offerings that we're going to offer. Ad ha-she'ayah maisa asher chashvul tachlas ha-meri. Things which were done for improper reasons. Bo yiskarvu el Hashem. Those are the ones we're going to offer to Hashem. Uv'maisa ahu yichupru ha-avonos. And that is how our sins will be atoned, by offering these type of species for karbanos. We are going to take something which was done in an improper way and sanctify and say, now we are going to offer them to Hashem. Kein merapim hadeos haraos Hashem chali hanefesh hanoshi behefech asher bekatzah ha'achron. And then he goes to explain similarly by the carbon pesach, and then this last bold in source number 4, zehu hatam bevchiras hashlosh haminin ha'el levad lekarbon. This is the reason why we chose these three species as a carbon. So, if I asked you right now, what is the main question which the Rambam is addressing in this paragraph? Is it the purpose of karbanos? Or, exactly what we just said, what is the purpose we offer these three species as karbanos? But that is not the way that the Ramban understood the Rambam, as we're about to answer, and that might answer one of the Ramban's questions. The Ramban is going to ask three main questions on the Rambam. Question number 1, I think, is because the Ramban is quoting the wrong perek in Maor Nevuchim. So if we look at source number 5, we go back. Source number 5, and by the second paragraph, bottom of page 2, V'nei heim divrei havai.
The Rambam, again, the Ramban often quotes the Rambam often, but the Ramban sometimes will agree with the Rambam and say he has a lot of respect for the Rambam. But over here is one of the times where the Ramban is much harsher than in other cases towards the Rambam, because he finds the idea so insulting and so untenable. V'nehem divrei havai. Yerapu shevar gadol v'kush yerabal nikla yasu shulchan Hashem migol she'enenu rak lahotzi miliban shel rasha v'tipsi olam. The only reason we bring karbanos is to tell rishayim and the stupid people in the world that they're wrong. The only reason we're going to have karbanos is to say, all of you who offer those karbanos, all you non-Jews, you Mitzrayim, the only reason we're going to offer karbanos is to say they're wrong and to say we're right. And we're serving God. That's a pleasant aroma to tell you, don't do a avodah zarah like all those other nations. Rather, serve to Hashem. That's what karbanos are all about. Not doing a avodah zarah like the other nations. V'gam, ki lefish dusim shemitzrayim lotis rabim machlasa bazeh. It also won't help. Aval tosef machov ki machshavas harasham haniskrim lavod lamazel tle umazel shor sheislam koach behem kifim machshavtam v'akim lo yochlo osam lechvod kocham yisudnim. Why did these other nations worship these animals? Because they thought they had a special prominent status. But if you're going to offer these as karbanos, so then what's going to happen? That's going to show that these animals have a special status and prominence. This is what they would do. They would offer them as karbanos also. And if you skip to the last line in the Ramban, you know what would be better? You should, you know, have all you can eat buffets, have sheep, have cattle, have goat. They would never do such a thing. So if we wanted to tell the non-Jews they are wrong and that they gave this special status to these animals, so the best way to do it isn't to offer them as karbanos. It is instead to have an all-you-can-eat buffet. Enjoy your sheep. Enjoy your cattle. It'll be a great day for both. You know, we'll eat. They'll clearly see that this animal is not a deity. And everything's solved. And we could go home. But it's clear that the Ramban understood that the Rambam in Gimel Mem Vav was explaining what is the reason we bring karbanos, and he's bothered. Divrei Havoi, you're going to just, the reason we bring karbanos and it's going to bring the Shechina is to just hotzi miliban shel rishayim v'tipshei olam. And that is the Ramban's harsh critique on the Rambam. So the Ritva, who is actually a Talmud of the Ramban, in source number 6, so he wrote a sefer on Chumash called Sefer HaZikaron. He's much more famous for his commentary on Shas. He's one of the Chachmei Sfarad. But he also wrote a sefer called Sefer HaZikaron. In Sefer HaZikaron, he goes through the different places that the Ramban, Al HaTorah, quotes the Rambam. And even though he's a, and you'll be very clear in this paragraph in a minute, that he's a Talmud of the Ramban, he has great deference for the Ramban, and sometimes he even agrees with the Ramban, but he's going to say that you're being not fair to the Rambam. And he's going to explain and how to defend the Rambam. So anytime you have in Chumash a place where the Ramban is going to task on the Rambam, or even a discussion, it's worthwhile to try Tzan Otar HaChachma and other places to see if the Ritva has anything good to say. He doesn't have his own commentary on Chumash. Instead, it's just defending the Ramban from the Rambam. But he notes, V'im kol zeh, Shedivrei Rabbeinu b'taimel divrei Elokim Chaim. I agree with the Ramban's reason. The Ramban's reason that he gives makes a lot of sense at divrei Elokim Chaim. Masha kasav av harav hamora lo ayin bo yafa. He didn't investigate so well. Why? Ki kinas libo l'shem yisbara chavaloso mila ayin b'loshem mora. He was so bothered by the Rambam's idea and what he thought he was saying. He was so upset. You know what happens when people are so upset? Again, the Rambam was upset for good reason, but that caused him to not look so closely. And what does he mean? Ulefi daiti. Ain't safik she imson bedivrei hamora zal dvarim she ainam befichach miames or chach mimachirim, that the Rambam is going to have his own unique idea. Ach lafi haderech she dorich ba Rabbeinu hamora lo yimatzei baltas. There's really no mistake in the Rambam. Velo derech stira vehepech. There's no contradictions. Ki betachlis hashmira vachachmas higayon shamar tasu dvarav. The Rambam is really smart.
The Rambam knows how to guard himself, and he is going to give a reason which is not contradictory and makes a lot of sense. V'achshav ani rotzeh legalos almal shelefi kotzer daiti lo haisa kavanas hamor ezel. I want to explain to you what the Ramban thought the Rambam said, not what the Rambam said. K'mosha toin Rabbeinu. Again, Rabbeinu is the Ramban, Mora is the Rambam. So it's not like the Ramban said. V'chi tshuvosav einon tshuvos. And his question's not a good question. The Rav Zal lefi darko. V'hakel yuzbarach shehu yodeya emes yanchenu v'yorenu derech emes. Hashem, who knows the truth, will show us the truth. Again, v'ani omer b'mechila mirabeinu. So I'm asking for forgiveness from the Ramban. He's my Rebbe. I have lots of respect from him. But kihu zal kasav al divrei amora zal uvehem herich, that the Rambam wrote long at length. Ukadoma lisha lo hoel lamora harichos lahavin kavanaso. That even though the Rambam wrote at length, the Ramban still did not understand what he said. Kine Rabbeinu zal nira shehebin midvarav shedas hamora, that the Rambam shita is shakarban ba lahotzi miliban shal rishon v'tipshe olam, that the only reason for karbanos is because we got to prove the umos ha'olam wrong. V'yisbar milashona b'masha heishav amora shal rishon v'tipshe olam heima mitzriyim v'akashtim v'ani eini roe b'kotzer daiti shiyomar amorakein. That is not what the Rambam says. What does the Rambam say? So the Ritva quotes the next passage in the Rambam, which is really where the Rambam discusses the reason for karbanos. Not that Perek Mem Vav, where he discusses why we bring three animals as karbanos. Rather, what is the purpose of karbanos? And if you even look back at that first line that we quoted in Perek Mem Vav, he says, "V'kvar zacharno tu altam b'chlal." We already explained their purpose generally, and now I'm telling you specifically why we're bringing these specific animals. So it's clear, and the Ritva points this out, that the Ramban was looking at the wrong chapter in Mor Nevuchim. Still, he might disagree and have questions on this chapter as well, but this is the chapter in Mor Nevuchim that we're going to be focusing on. So what does he say? And the main idea is simple. We'll say the main idea outside, which is that Bnei Yisrael, after Mitzrayim, they were serving Avodah Zarah themselves. So a person is not able to go from one extreme to another extreme. It's impossible. And if Hashem had told them, cut out Avodah Zarah from your lives, they wouldn't listen. It just wouldn't have been a thing which was doable. So therefore, Hashem in his ultimate wisdom decided that as a concession, that we're going to continue with this idea called karbanos. So you're used to sacrifices, you're used to sanctuaries, so we're going to continue all that, but we're going to limit it. Number one, the most important, it's only going to be towards God, right? It's only going to be exclusively for Hashem. It's only going to be in one place. It's going to be in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. Again, vamos aside for right now for this discussion. It's going to be exclusively in one place. It's only going to be offered by the Kohanim. So we're going to limit it. I understand that it's something that you need right now, but we are going to limit it as much as possible. So it is a concession, but it's something that we are going to continue. And that is what the Rambam explains. If we look at source number 7, again, we'll pick out a couple lines. V'hushi yafshir latzeis min ahepech in the bold, alahepech pitom. You can't go from extreme to extreme suddenly. Lezeh yafshir lefi teva ha'adam, shi'aniach kol ma shehirgu bo pitom. You can't just go from everything you're used to your entire lives, you're brought up a certain way, and say, I'm going to totally flip the script. It's not possible. So how are you going to make this nation a holy nation? So similarly, what was their minug? If you look at the next bold, Vahya minug hamaforsim ba'olam kulo shahayu az regilin bo v'havoda ha'koleles asher gadlo ela lahakriv mini balichayim behichalos ahim asher hayu mamidim behem atzlamim ilushtachos lahem lekater lefnayim. Everyone was offering avodah zarah with idols and bowing and temples and animal sacrifice. So it wasn't something that was possible for Bnei Yisrael to give up. Lo gazra chachmasov v'tachpulusov hamuvareres bechol briyosov shizyavanu lahaniach mini avodah zahim kulam levalam. So Hashem realized he can't just say stop. He can't say stop because it's not possible. Because it's against human nature. And the Rambam gives an example. imagine nowadays that a Navi would come to us and say, Judaism, the way it's been, stop. We're going to get rid of prayer. We're going to get rid of mitzvot. It's only going to be something which is intellectual. Would that be something which you would find possible? No, because you have no idea what you're used to even in your entire lives. No matter how old you are, you've been doing Judaism a certain way. So if you would just say, only serve Hashem in your head, no more physical actions, no more speech, so it wouldn't be something which was possible, because you don't go from things that you're used to and go to the opposite extreme. So similarly, the Jews in Mitzrayim were serving Avodah Zarah, that's what they were used to, and they weren't able to go to the opposite extreme. So that is the idea of the Rambam. So again, it is quite controversial, and it's going to get a lot of press. The Ramban is going to have two more questions, which both apply to this idea of the Rambam. We're not going to read the whole Rambam inside. Again, it's worth the read and the time. You could also read it in English. You know, the Mor Nevuchim was originally written in Arabic, so anything is a translation anyway. But it just feels better in Hebrew, according to me. And that is what the Riffa points out in source number 8. Zeh halasho, and this other Morten Vuchim that we just read, Nisher Balef Shum Sufik Acher Zeh HaMaimer Shelo Baha Karbon Ladas Amarav Elohotia Tos Milev Umasenu. Karbanos aren't for proving the other nation wrongs. It's because us as a people were sinning. Shari Hayu Gamkein Shtufen Ba'avodah Sahim. They were also steeped in this service. Uvavanosenu Sherabu Afilo Achri Osinu Mamlechas Kohanim V'Gai Kadosh Lo Hitaru Avosenu Minatina Fahu. We couldn't rid ourselves of that filth. And then the Nevi'im also explained that we keep on doing Avodah Zarah. It is a part in history of our people, and that is a concession that Hashem is going to make. So that is the famous approach of the Rambam. Why do we have Karbanos? Is to help wean the Jews off of Avodah Zarah. It's a concession. We're going to limit it just with a Kohen, just in the base of Mikdash and the Mishkan, and we're going to limit it as much as possible. Okay, so that's approach number two. But this helps, according to the Ritva's, with the Ritva's help, we've answered the first question on the Ramban, namely, this is not just to prove the other nations wrong, it's really to help the Jewish people. But the Ramban, in his piece on Chumash, has two other extremely strong questions, even according to this approach. In source number 9, he points to, his first question is a historical question. We have lots of people, I bolded all their names, so we're not going to read the whole Ramban and Sal. Number one is, we have Noah. We have Hevel. We have Bilam. All three of them offer Karbanos. So why is Noah offering Karbanos? Is there a Avodah Zarah in the times of Noah? So yes, there are times of Noah Avodah Zarah. So maybe he's trying to prove everyone else wrong that Avodah Zarah is not crucial. I'm going to offer something to Hashem. But what about Hevel? Is there a Avodah Zarah in the times of Hevel? The Pashas not, right? Gemara Rambam says that it only starts later, in times of Enosh. So, is there a Avodah Zarah? No. So why then is he, if Karbanos is just about weaning us off from Avodah Zarah, so how can there be Karbanos in the times of Hevel? And also, why is Bilam offering Karbanos? If it's about weaning you off from Avodah Zarah, so why? He believes in Avodah Zarah, and it sounds like Bilam's trying to accomplish something and to have Hashem's presence come as a result of his Karbanos. So why is Bilam offering a Karbanos? So the Ramban's first type of question are three historical figures who offer Karbanos, and maybe you could explain Noach, but what about Hevel? What about Bilam? That's question number one. Question number two, the Ramban says, and again with the pasuk in the bold, and sort in the bottom of source number 9, Veloshon hakarbanos as karbani lachmi lishai reyach nichochi, so that this is supposed to be a pleasant offering to me. It's a pleasant aroma. It's something that Hashem finds pleasing. V'chalila shelo yibahem shum to'elos v'rotzon. It has to have a positive purpose. It's supposed to be, Hashem's supposed to find it appeasing. He's supposed to find it pleasant. Rat shalelos avodah zarah midas ha-shotim. So even if it was just weaning the Jews off of avodah zarah, is that something which Hashem would find pleasing? No, Hashem begrudgingly puts his hands up and says, I would love for you not to bring karbanos, but you know, you're used to Avodah Zarah. It's not, you know, there's no way of fixing that. So the Ramban says,
that can't be all karbanos about. It's supposed to be a reach nichoach. It's supposed to be a pleasant aroma, something that Hashem finds meaningful. And just even again, for sure, if it's getting rid of the concerns of the non-Jews, for sure it's not a pleasant aroma. But if it's even to wean the Jews off of avodah zarah, it's also not a pleasant aroma. So those are the Ramban's two main questions on the Rambam, again on the right paragraph of the Rambam. So there are a lot of ways to go in the Rambam. I saw at least five ways to try and explain this Rambam. Again, this Rambam is extremely challenging to understand, that all of Karbanos, all of Sefer Vayikra, are just a concession. That we're not really, in an ideal world, we wouldn't really be offering Karbanos, but because the Jews were steeped in the Avodah Zarah, we're going to offer Karbanos. That's what the Rambam seems to be saying at face value. So, again, I've seen five approaches. We might quote four, and we might quote five, depending on how time allows it, to try and understand what the Rambam is saying. So, number one is, you know, which is always a good way to go, at least should be an approach to think about, that he means what he says. He means what he says. So, what would you do for someone like the Ramban's questions? You know, you come up with each question, you try and figure out, is there a way to answer it? So, how are you going to explain Bilam? So, for example, the Ritva in source number 10 says, "Gam Bilam achar matan Torahaya." Bilam, when did Bilam live? He lived after the Jews got the Torah. V'hikriv parva ayel shalomad kemi manaseinu. So he saw karbanos are a good thing. The Jews are doing them. So Bilam's like, hey, this is a good idea. Maybe this will help Hashem, you know, find favor in Hashem's eyes, the same way that the Torah describes that karbanos find favor in your eyes. So, again, so that would answer Bilam. What about Havel? Again, we already explained Noach, that maybe Noach's a little easier to understand. So the Ramah says that, and source number 11, the Torah Sa'ola, the piece I was speaking about before, Vanir Badas Harav, Ki Gamti Me Adam Arishon HaYavodah Zara Ba'olam. You thought that there was no Avodah Zara until Enos Shirong. Adam Arishon, they also had Avodah Zara. She'ekir Karban Adam, Lo HaYarak Lahatik Avodah Zara Min Olam. The reason why Adam and his sons brought Karbanos is to exactly that point, to be different than Avodah Zara, to say, no, we're offering a Karban to Hashem. Ki Habrios HaYachoshim Ba'adam Shehu Baran. What was the Avodah Zara? All the other creations and all the other people who were born thought that Adam was the master creator. Adam was the first man. Adam was the one who created everyone. So again, you could go through each question in each case that the Ramban brings up and do a one-by-one approach. So similarly, how are you going to answer the other question of Reach Nichoach? The Barbanel says in source number 14, we're not going to read inside, that we're going to read the other parts of the Barbanel inside, but not right now. The Barbanel says that, what does it mean Reach Nichoach according to the Rambam? You know what's really a Reach Nichoach? A people that was worshipping Avodah Zarah and took that thing which was hard for them and says we are going to channel that to doing good and to offering karbanos to Hashem. So that is why it is called a Reach Nichoach. The Ramban so bothered. Why is that called a Reach Nichoach? Do you know how hard it is that an area that you're struggling in things but you've been steeped in your entire life and offering karbanos to false gods and services to false gods, and to take that and say, no, I'm going to limit myself to a Mishkan, to Kohanim, and only devote myself to Hashem? So that really goes with approach number one, that the Rambam means what he says, namely that karbanos are just to wean the Jews off of Avodah Zarah. But there are several issues with that. Number one, that there's another Rambam that we're going to get to in a minute, namely the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah. The Rambam actually discusses karbanos in his Mishnah Torah, his halachic work, at much greater length, giving them a lot of prominence, even though there's no more Beis HaMikdash, implying that Bizman, Jalasi Lava, we're going to have karbanos, and he sounds like, in other few places. And in Hilchos Me'ilah, he discusses what's the reason of karbanos, but we'll get back to that in a minute. The Safnas Paneach, who is not the Ragachever, the Safnas Paneach, who is the Marit, who is the son of the Mabit, so Rav Yosef Matrona, has two more questions on the Rambam. If it's all just that Hashem could not say no more karbanos, because that nation was so steeped in Avodah Zarah, you know what he should have done? He should have said, okay, first generation, you guys keep karbanos, and then, well, watch your kids, make sure they don't do karbanos, and then after that, stop karbanos. So if it's all about just weaning you away from Avodah Zarah, so karbanos should be something which is temporary. Number two, The Gemara describes that Chazal, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah davened, and they removed the taiva for Avodah Zarah. All this that I'm saying is in source number 15. So number two is that the Chazal davened, the Rabbanim davened, to remove the taiva for Avodah Zarah. So once the taiva for the desire for Avodah Zarah is gone, the Jews have no more taiva, so then we should stop Karbanos according to the Rama, but we know that they didn't. They continued on Karbanos, even though they had no desire for Avodah Zarah. So if it was all just about weaning away the Jews from Avodah Zarah, so why do Karbanos continue even after there's no taiva? So those are just three of the difficulties of this first approach. Number one, the Rambam in a different place in Hilchos Me'ilah, which we're about to approach, we're about to suggest, see in a second, seems to contradict what he says in Maor Nefuchim. Number two is that Karbanos should have just been for the first generation who was already used to Avodah Zarah in the Midbar. And number three, which is that once the taiva for Avodah Zarah was done, for sure it should have been gone. So those are all reasons mitigating, again, even if you're able to answer the questions of the Ramban, why you would not want to say something what the, that the Rambam means exactly what he says in Maor Nefuchim. So we're really going to see another three or four approaches. What then does the Rambam mean? So approach number two is taken by the Ritva, and you could take it or leave it, is that the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah is a very famous Rambam for a few reasons, especially for Taimei HaMitzvos. The Rambam thinks that you always should try and figure out the reason behind the mitzvah. But there are certain mitzvahs which are called chukim. And chukim, we're not going to understand the reason behind them. And then you have to like kind of throw your hands up in the air and say, I'm going to do them anyway. So what are his examples of chukim? So if you look in the bold at the bottom of source number 12, the kol ha-karbanos kulon mechlal ha-chukim hein. All karbanos are chukim. There's no reason behind karbanos. They're a mitzvos, they're with reasons that we don't understand. We don't understand the reason behind all karbanos. Amru chacham mishibashvil avodos ha-karbanos o'olam omid. Karbanos are going to be the reason that the world continues to exist. But we have no idea why. What gives karbanos such a prominence? The Rambam here sounds like we don't know the reason behind karbanos. So, the Rambam Maor Nevuchim wrote a reason. So it sounds like there is a contradiction between the two Rambams. Is there a reason for karbanos? Or is karbanos an example of a mitzvah like paraduma, like others, that is going to be a chok? So the Ritva in source number 13 says exactly the point. Really, the Rambam thinks that karbanos are a chok. So then what's going on in Maor Nevuchim, we have to understand why the Rambam's Taimei HaMitzvos, he gives lots of reasons of mitzvos in Maor Nevuchim. So what is he trying to do there? He's not just giving you the 100%, this is the definitive reason. Rather, the Rambam, in Shishamba, summing up in three words, is saying, da ma lahashiv. You have to know what to say to someone who asks you. So, you know, you hear from a heretic or from a non-Jew, why are you offering animal sacrifices? So you have to have a valid, coherent response to be able to explain it. And that is what the Rambam is trying to accomplish in Maor Nevuchim. So let's look at the Ritva in source number 13. V'chi taimol shaharav hamore zal benira cholos ma'od. It seems pretty weak. Gar Rabbeinu zal lekater kol ma shekater lekadosh ha-Torah v'kadosh Hashem yisbarach b'karbanos. For this reason and other Taimei HaMitzvos that the Maor Nevuchim writes, the Rambam doesn't actually think that what he wrote in Maor Nevuchim is the main reason for the mitzvah. Even everyone can understand, he's going to give you pshatim that are logical and make sense, even if he doesn't think that the main reason. So for the Ritva, how are we going to explain the Rambam? Really, 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 karbanos are a chok. And they attain a prominence. We don't understand why. They're going to keep the world standing. But why does he write in Maor Nevuchim what he writes? Because when an apikoros asks you, what's the reason for karbanos? So you should have a valid reason to explain. That makes a lot of sense. And this reason makes a lot of sense. It might be not be the reason. It might be a reason, right? It might not be his main reason. So that is our second approach in the Rambam. Approach number one in the Rambam, he means what he says. It's weaning away from karbanos. We noted some of the problems with that. Number two is that the Rambam really thinks that karbanos is a chok. And what he wrote in Maor Nevuchim is just a da malahashiv. So approach number three is the Barbanel, source number 14, which we're not going to read inside, again, for the sake of time. But the Barbanel thinks, we'll just read, pick out one line. The three lines from the bottom on page 6, in the end of the Barbanel. Hine im kein shtei kavanos nimsu bakarbanos kefi harav hamora harishona v'yasher shar belvad haramban v'hashenis. Basically, the Rambam agrees to the Ramban that the Rambam had two reasons. That there are two reasons that are given by the Rambam. Number one is the weaning away from karbanos. And number two is that it's, again, somehow going to bring, you're humbling yourself before Hashem, the reason of the Ibn Ezra, it's some type of kapara, some type of kofar, sorry. And really, the Rambam agrees to the Ramban, that there are two reasons behind karbanos. The Rambam's focusing on the one that distinguishes him from everyone else, but obviously the Rambam thinks that there's something else going on by karbanos, you know, it's some type of submissive before Hashem, and recognizing that everything comes from Hashem, and humbling yourself before Hashem, and that is how karbanos are going to work, but there are really two reasons that are going on in the Rambam. It's not just about weaning about karbanos, rather there's this more exalted purpose of also humbling yourself before Hashem, admitting that everything, Hashem controls everything, etc. And that is really going to answer all the questions also, if you assume that that is really true. The problem with an answer like that is, you know, the Rambam doesn't say that. All right, the Rambam seems to imply exactly the opposite. So that's approach number three in the Rambam. Approach number four in the Rambam is offered by the Sofnos Paneach in source number 15 on page number 7, which is that what is the reason... What is the Rambam doing in Moreh Nevuchim? The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim is not explaining the purpose of karbanos. He's explaining why Hashem did not get rid of karbanos. Really, karbanos have some type of exalted reason. It's a way of serving Hashem in actions and not just in thought and prayer. It's a concrete way of serving Hashem. But what happened? All the nations of the world copied us and did things which are terrible. And we know, we're not supposed to follow in their ways. And they corrupted what we was something which was so kadosh. So why did Hashem say, sayonara, we should stop offering karbanos? So the Rambam's trying to explain why Hashem did not say that. Hashem's not going to say, let's get rid of karbanos, because it was still necessary for the Jews to worship Hashem in that sort of a way, because it was something that they were used to. So that is the approach number four. Again, number one, the Rambam means what he says. Karbanos are a concession. Number two, Dama Lahashiv, the Rambam really thinks that karbanos are a chok. And what he's writing in Moreh Nevuchim is just how to respond to apikorsim. Approach number three is that really he agrees to the Ramban and that he has two reasons. Approach number four is that really what the Rambam is writing is why Hashem did not get rid of karbanos, but really karbanos are about something more exalted. Finally, approach number five is Rav Dessler. I didn't see this inside, but I saw it quoted late last night, which is that really it started with the reason of Moreh Nevuchim. But then, exactly like we noted with the Saftos Paneach, that maybe the Jews didn't need it anymore, and it became a chok, and that is another way of putting the two Rambams together, namely, it started with the reason of Moreh Nevuchim, and it was to wean away, and then we were weaned away, and the taiva for Avodah Zarah got taken away. So then, why are we continuing karbanos? So it must be that it's some type of chok. Okay, so we saw five different suggestions of the Rambam. I know that's a lot, but this is really the shita that gets a lot of press, as evidenced by there being five different suggestions of what he means, and I'm sure there are more. But so far what we've saw is, number one, the approach of the Ibn Ezra / Ramban, which is that karbanos are going to be some type of atonement and some type of taking the place of us who sinned, both in our thoughts, our speech, and our actions. And approach number two of the Rambam, which, again, is taken in a bunch of different ways. Is it a chok? Is it about weeding Bnei Yisrael away? Is it some type of combination? Is it, again, the five different possibilities that we just outlined. What I want to close with is the Shita of the Kuzari. So the Shita and the Kuzari, again, we spoke about the Kuzari the last time, 2 weeks ago, about what the Kuzari is as a sefer, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, and the king, and the chaver, etc. So the king of Kuzar says to the chaver, the Talmud Chacham, who's talking about the disputation, he says, what is the deal with this karbanos? And the Kuzari offers up, the chaver, the Talmud Chacham, offers up a suggestion. What is the reason behind karbanos? And he gives a mashal. He says, we know that in man,
there's two components, right? There's a body and a soul, right? The soul dwells amongst the body. And let's say a person would stop eating and drinking. What would happen? The person would die. So where does the soul go? The soul also departs. So does that mean that the soul is dependent on the food and the... Is the reason why the soul dwells in the body because of the food and because of the drink? No. Right? Obviously, there's some greater purpose that is going on here. Similarly, that's exactly what it is about Karbanos. That Karbanos enable the Hashras, Hashchina, they enable Hashem's presence to dwell amongst us. We don't necessarily understand why per se, just like food and drink. We don't know why that's what keeps the nefesh, the seichel, the ruchani thing, even though it's physical. But that is the idea of Karbanos. That Karbanos we're going to be doing something physical, and that is going to enable Hashem's Shechina to dwell amongst us. So those are really the three approaches that we've seen so far, which is, number one, the approach of the Ben Ezra, which is, again, this type of kapara for us for when we sin. We noted the problems. You know, if you might not explain all karbanos, etc. The Ramban didn't think it was enough to explain Hashras, Hashchina. Number two, it's just a concession for the Jews doing Avodah Zarah. And finally, number three, the idea of the Kuzari, which is, even though we don't understand it, somehow, like just like food nourishes the soul, so too karbanos are going to enable Hashem's presence. And I think that really the Kuzari is kind of our practical takeaway lesson for us, which is sometimes we might not understand why. We know karbanos are really important, like the Ramban says. We might not be able to point our finger. The Ramban might have 12 reasons why. And a lot of times in life, we don't necessarily understand why things are important, like the Rambam's mushroom, a pill that works, and we know that it's in something which is important. And the idea is to do things anyway, and to be able to say that this is something which is prominent, this is something which is chashav, this is something which is important, and not just because we don't understand it to say, I could just do it to the do a side with it, but rather to make it an important part of our lives and to realize it's important even if we don't understand why.